Fantasy literature is probably the most popular and influential genre of literature in the 20th century. Now, I know that's a fairly large claim to say something like that, that fantasy is more important than all the great mainstream literature and the Nobel Prize winners. But if you start to look at its influence, both throughout the 20th century and now into the 21st, in popular culture, in film, in art, and in literature, and when you look at the numbers and you see how many fantasy books sell compared to other books, and also when you look at who reads fantasy and which people read fantasy, you'll see how important it is to study this subject, which really hasn't been given as much academic study as it deserves. Fantasy, however, is somewhat difficult to define. People define it the way Potter Stewart, the Supreme Justice, used to define obscenity. He says, "I'm not going to define it, but I know what it is when I see it." And that sort of is how we work with fantasy, too. We think with magic, heroes, monsters, castles, medieval settings, and quests. These are all elements of fantasy. But any one of those elements can also be found in mainstream literature. You can have monsters, you can have castles, you can have historical fiction. And so it's a little more difficult to define rigid boundaries for fantasy, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that. Instead, we're going to look at fantasy as a genre, as a category within literature that has kind of porous or fuzzy boundaries, and you can go from fantasy into science fiction, into historical fiction, into horror or ghost stories, and into romance, and even into mainstream literature, and you'll see that it's hard to know when you've crossed over from fantasy to something else. A good rule of thumb, though, is that fantasy is about things that could have happened but didn't, while science fiction is about things that physically can't happen or haven't happened yet. And I would say that romance is the category that then cuts across fantasy, science fiction, and historical fiction to kind of complicate things. Fantasy generally is set in an imaginary past. Science fiction is set in an imaginary future. But again, that's not 100% correct. One of the most famous science fiction films of the past 50 years starts out a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Though many people, myself included, might argue that Star Wars has a lot more to do with fantasy than it does with traditional science fiction. Fantasy is generally contrasted with realism. Those are the opposite ends of some kind of a spectrum. And this is a division that goes all the way back to Henry James and has been very influential about deciding what is serious, important, and good literature and what's just genre and fun. And I want to complicate that question a little bit by first pointing out that realism is a really problematic category, because every time scholars have tried to look at what makes for a realistic novel versus some other kind of novel, they've been unable to find any single element that is found in realistic novels that isn't found elsewhere. And vice versa, they can't find anything that's in fantasy that doesn't show up in mainstream literature. It seems to be that if you have too much of it, then it becomes fantasy. But that's still a big problem. Linguistically, there's nothing that's used in a realistic novel that isn't also used in a fantasy novel. And so it becomes very difficult to pull them apart. Another example would be in fantasy, realistic description of things like landscape, creatures, architecture, or habits and customs, all of those things are very much follow the realistic canon, the realistic method of describing things.